When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Section 6. Post-trial motions. After the trial concludes and a verdict is rendered, the litigation process may still continue through post-trial motions. These motions are critical as they can alter the outcome of the trial or set the stage for an appeal. Understanding these motions and the procedures that follow a judgment is essential for any legal practitioner. Judgment and post-judgment procedures. Entry of judgment. After the jury or judge renders a verdict, the next step is the entry of judgment. The entry of judgment is the formal process where the court records the outcome of the case. In a jury trial, the verdict becomes the judgment. In a bench trial, the judge will issue findings of fact and conclusions of law, which then form the basis for the judgment. Finality of judgment. A judgment is considered final when it resolves all the claims against all the parties. Finality is crucial because, generally, only final judgments can be appealed. However, there are exceptions where interlocutory orders, orders made during the litigation process but before the final judgment, can be appealed. Challenging a judgment. Parties have several options to challenge a judgment, including filing post-trial motions or appealing the decision. These challenges are based on the premise that errors were made during the trial or the judgment is contrary to the law or evidence presented. Standards for decision. When reviewing post-trial motions or appeals, courts adhere to specific standards for decision-making. These standards guide the courts in evaluating whether the trial court made an error and whether that error warrants a reversal or modification of the judgment. De novo review, this is used for questions of law. The appellate court gives no deference to the trial court's decision and reviews the issue from the beginning. Abuse of discretion, this standard is applied in reviewing a trial court's discretionary decisions, such as evidentiary rulings. The appellate court will only overturn a decision if it finds that the trial court acted arbitrarily or irrationally. Clearly erroneous, this standard is used for findings of fact in a bench trial. An appellate court will not overturn a trial court's factual finding unless it is clearly erroneous. Post-trial motions. Post-trial motions are tools used to ask the trial court to reconsider or alter its judgment. The most common post-trial motions are motions for a new trial and motions for judgment notwithstanding the verdict, JNOV. Motion for a new trial. A motion for a new trial, under Rule 59 of the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, asks the court to vacate the judgment and conduct a new trial. Grounds for a new trial include procedural errors, significant mistakes in how the trial was conducted, newly discovered evidence, evidence that could not have been discovered with reasonable diligence before or during the trial. Prejudicial misconduct, misconduct by the jury, a party, or even the judge that affected the trial's outcome. Legal errors, errors in the judge's application or interpretation of the law. Verdict against the weight of the evidence, when the jury's verdict is against the overwhelming evidence. Motion for judgment notwithstanding the verdict, JNOV. A motion for JNOV, under Rule 50B, is a request for the court to enter a judgment contrary to the jury's verdict. This motion argues that no reasonable jury could have reached the given verdict based on the evidence presented. JNOV is only available in jury trials and can be raised if the party previously moved for a directed verdict, now called a motion for judgment as a matter of law, at the close of all evidence. JNOV focuses on the sufficiency of the evidence. The court views the evidence in the light most favorable to the non-moving party, and if it finds that a reasonable jury could not have reached the verdict, it may set aside the jury's decision and enter a different judgment. Conclusion. Post-trial motions play a crucial role in the litigation process, providing parties with an opportunity to correct errors or address issues that arose during the trial. They are an essential aspect of the checks and balances in the judicial system, ensuring that the final judgment is fair, just, and in accordance with the law. In the next section, we will explore appeals, delving into the process of challenging trial court decisions in higher courts, and the various standards and procedures governing appellate review. As you delve into these concepts, remember that post-trial motions are not just procedural steps. They represent the continuing pursuit of justice and fairness in the legal system. The ability to effectively utilize these tools can mean the difference between upholding a hard-won verdict and rectifying a potential miscarriage of justice. As we move forward, keep in mind that the legal journey doesn't end with the trial's conclusion. The post-trial phase is an integral part of advocacy, requiring diligence, critical analysis, and an in-depth understanding of legal principles and procedures.